Attorney General T.J. Donovan shocked the Vermont political world when he announced that he was resigning his post to take a private sector job last month. His unexpected departure means that voters will have to choose a new top prosecutor for the state. Washington County State's Attorney Rory Thibault and Donovan's longtime chief of staff Charity Clark are both seeking the Democratic nomination for Attorney General in next month's primary election. In this profile, Vermont Public's Peter Hirschfeld talked to Thibault about why he's running for the job.
All right.
Please be seated.
A 35-year-old woman is being arraigned on charges of simple assault and unlawful mischief in Vermont District Court in Barrie. The defendant is a frequent offender here in Washington County, but the man who's prosecuting her case today says simply convicting her won't solve the root problem here. Not for Washington County, and certainly not for the defendant.
And, you know, while the particular defendant's in trouble today, she's still part of the community. I don't look at somebody sitting just because they're in the defendant's chair that they, you know, look at them any differently than someone else who's having problems in the community.
In his 4 years as state's attorney in Washington County, Thibault, who's 39, has become an influential advocate for criminal justice reform. Offenders need to be held accountable for their misdeeds, Thibault says, but he says courts can offer a more profound contribution to public safety and quality of life when they engage in what he calls soft social work.
And having the eyes and presence to, you know, appreciate the whole person and understand that the criminal justice system may play some part in correcting past action, but it's probably not the only thing that's going to be needed to ensure someone's success in the future.
As a member of Vermont's Sentencing Commission, Thibault has helped galvanize support for reclassifying low-level drug offenses. He's expanded use of treatment courts in Washington County, increased the use of diversion for young offenders, and he's pushed for the creation of more therapeutic, non-correctional settings for mentally ill offenders. As Attorney General, Thibault says he could accelerate that work.
You know, I view that as being one of the secret weapons of the Attorney General's office, is the substantial influence on, you know, policy and informal rulemaking that goes on to, you know, bolster and support changes within the justice system.
Thibault's approach to criminal justice has won him the endorsement of progressive groups like Rights and Democracy, where Dan Fingus is Vermont politics director.
I mean, we've really found that he's so willing to enter conversations about tough issues with an open mind and listen and hear people's lived experiences and learn from them.
Fingus says Rights and Democracy has been especially impressed with Thibault's approach to police accountability.
I've seen him talk to police chiefs and others about police accountability in ways where he's looking for common ground and so that we can actually pass and not just discuss these issues.
Thibault notably does not support one of Rights and Democracy's top policy initiatives, which is the elimination of qualified immunity for police officers. But Fingus says the way in which Thibault explained why he can't commit to that policy reform is one of the things that make him such an appealing candidate.
The thing with Rory is he's an attorney, and I think that sometimes makes him not the best at campaigning, because he's not really willing to unequivocally endorse a lot of things because the devil's in the details with him.
Thibault has called for stronger accountability measures for police, including a mechanism that would allow municipal bodies, state's attorneys, and the AG's office to seek decertification of police officers. In 2020, Thibault said he would refuse to accept criminal referrals from the Northfield police chief for alleged dishonesty, and he's currently prosecuting the Addison County sheriff that was charged with sexual assault earlier this month. These kinds of acts, Thibault says, are what police accountability can look like.
This isn't just conceptual work. It's work that I've been doing and my office has been doing right along, despite sometimes the political peril of leading on those issues.
Thibault began his career as an Army judge advocate. He says that work took him across the world, practicing environmental, civil, criminal, administrative, and international law. And he's been credited with improving operations and morale at a state's attorney's office that was by all accounts in shambles when he took it over in 2018.
I know that Rory has certainly been an inspirational leader as the Washington County state's attorney, and his staff looks up to him and is inspired by him.
Linda Purdy served as assistant attorney general for 35 years before retiring from the office last year. Purdy says morale in the Attorney General's office has suffered for several years now, but she says Tebow is the kind of leader who can build it back up.
A lot of Vermonters don't realize how important the Office of the Attorney General is and how important it is to have a skilled leader with integrity.
At 63 years old, Purdy says she sometimes worries about the future of criminal justice in Vermont. And Rory Tebow, she says she's found a skilled, experienced, and thoughtful lawyer who gives her optimism.
And he gives me hope that there is definitely a next generation of public servants who have all the right stuff to be able to carry us through these challenging times.
For Vermont Public, I'm Peter Hirschfeld.